It's 66 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Sandra Kittinger, the chair of the Disbursement Committee for the Cape Fear Garden Club, and Eileen Haley, the president-elect of the Cape Fear Garden Club. Now, the Cape Fear Garden Club disbursed over $75,000 last year through the grant program that they've been operating ever since their azalea tours began, and we'll hear more about this year. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Sandra, I'd like to start with you. Sandra Kittinger.
Yes.
This grant program, who can apply to get some of this funding from the Garden Club to beautify their area?
Every charitable nonprofit in New Hanover County is eligible to apply for a grant.
And so as long as you're a nonprofit,
yes,
in New Hanover County.
Yes.
So boom. And everybody who's one of those, this might work for you.
Absolutely.
Now there's different types of projects that can be done. It's actually not just want to plant flowers out in the front of the
right.
building or whatever. What right. kinds of projects are there?
Well, we have educational grants, we have conservation grants, and of course we have the beautification grants, as you've already referred to. And over these last 63 years, we have helped to fund projects all over New Hanover County, from school projects where perhaps they're doing a garden to teach the children about where their food comes from, or to we actually endow two educational scholarships, one at Cape Fear Community College and one at UNCW. And then in conservation, we have got a grant that we give to Audubon, North Carolina every year to help conserve Battery Island mm-hmm. and the islands of the lower Cape Fear River.
You know, what's interesting is just looking at some of the educational outreach that you do to schools is that sometimes it's to teach children how to grow things and the connection, you know, scientific connection between soil and food. And sometimes it's, you know, flower beds used to improve self-esteem in children who are participating in the actual growing of something. And kids are so disconnected from that nowadays. Everyone's disconnected, of course, from the soil nowadays. But that kind of work is such an so interesting. And you also have contributed to the Lower Cape Fear Hospice.
Yes, yes.
For memorials.
Yes, we have. And we've done several grants for them. I believe the most recent was a camellia garden over there. I think it was finished this past calendar year.
And folks, so, if you'd like to find out more about who's received grants in the past from the Cape Fear Garden Club and how you can apply, go to their website at capefeargardenclub.org. Now, we're also here with Eileen Haley. She's the president-elect of the Garden Club. When do you become the president?
We actually change over on May 17th. We have a luncheon that the club comes to, and we change officers at that time.
Great. So how is all this money raised? You've been a part of the Garden Club for a while.
Yes, I've been a member since 2008. And the way we raise these funds is through our Cape Fear Garden Club Azalea Garden Tour, which just happened the second weekend in April. We had some great weather, very sunny, a little bit windy, but cool. We had lots of people come out. Over 4,500 people toured our 13 gardens.
I heard it was madness. I mean, in the best of ways.
It was.
Tons of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had gardens all the way from Carolina Beach for the first time up to a horse farm in Castle Hayne. A wide variety of lots of great gardens to see.
Yeah, and we actually did talk about that here on WHQR, about that tour, and I'm so glad it was such a great success.
It was.
And then after, you know, all those ticket sales that you did for the folks going on that tour, now you're ready to disperse that money into the community and spread the flowers.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, how long have these tours, the Azalea tours, been going on, and what's the connection? Have the grants always been connected to them? And
they have. We've had tours for 63 years. The Garden Club started in 1925, and we started doing the garden tours 63 years ago. So every year since then, we have done this grant distribution to the community. for beautification, education, conservation.
That's a long time, 63
it
years.
Is
there
how long? History.
How long will you be president, for a year or for a
one
couple
year.
Of years?
No,
oh, just one.
One year tour. Yep.
Who's going to get to be the president for the 65th anniversary? I wonder.
We do have a kind of a ladder that we go up. So we do have the next two presidents already in line.
Uh huh.
So they'll be coming right behind.
That'll be a big one. That'll be a big celebration, I'm sure. Coming back to you, Sandra, as the disbursement, the chair of the disbursement committee, what kind of guidelines do people need to think about as they're trying to get some of this money to bring gardening in whatever way is useful to their organization in?
Well, we've got some pretty specific guidelines in our grant application, which I'd like to refer everyone to our website, as you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, CapeFearGardenClub.org. Under the Grants tab, you can pull up our application, which has got three pages. Number one, you have to be a charitable nonprofit. And then number two, your project must be readily accessible and within New Hanover County.
Readily accessible, meaning that the public will be able to enjoy it and experience whatever it is that you're doing.
Exactly. And then we've got some very specific items that an applicant must give to us during this application process, from a landscape plan to we'd like for people to provide two bids this year for the estimated cost. And this application is very self-explanatory mm-hmm. and is available on our website.
What's the deadline?
It opened on May 1st and it closes June 15th.
June 15th is the deadline. And that's an important date to remember, folks. It needs to be postmarked by June 15th.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today to talk about the grant program through
thanks
the Cape Fear Garden
Club. And thanks for helping us promote this.
Sure.